Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint. Your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Leave it to a dookie to save my bad school year. This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. If you are a Carolina football and basketball fan, graduation Sunday marked the end of a pretty bad school year. And if you are a Boston sports fan, it was really bad until Jason Tatum saved the Celtics. Tar Heel football in 2022 started great, winning 9 of 10 games with the only loss to an overmatched Notre Dame team. After what looked like the possible answer to Mack Brown 2.0 did not fulfill his dreams of having a true national contender in his fourth season back at UNC, it all went south. I won't review losses to Georgia Tech and NC State at home, to Clemson in the ACC championship game, and to Oregon in the Holiday Bowl, all winnable games that turned the other way in the second half. Then came basketball, which began with exceedingly high expectations after last year's run to the national championship game. Yes, the Hoop Heels were overrated as the preseason number one, but falling out of the polls in December and then not making the NCAA tournament were bummers beyond compare. Having grown up a Boston sports fan, the way the Patriots and Red Sox performed were totally forgettable. The Red Sox finished dead last in the American League East, which they have done with intermittent championship seasons. Then the Patriots lost a playoff berth when a wide receiver threw a backward lateral pass that was intercepted for a touchdown. Seriously, when the Boston Bruins were rolling to the best record in the history of NHL regular seasons, they looked like a shoo-in to at least get to the Eastern Conference Finals against the Hurricanes. They went up 3-1 in their first series against a seed, then lost three straight games in astonishing fashion. The Celtics had another great team and won 57 out of 82 regular season games, but have almost lost their two first playoff rounds. It took them six games to dispatch the seventh-seeded Atlanta Hawks and then fell behind 3-2 against the 76ers with Game 6 in Philly when they looked dead in the water. Then that former Dookie, who had shot 1-for-14 to that point, got hot halfway through the fourth quarter with 4 3-pointers, forcing a Game 7 back in Boston. Anything can happen in a seventh game, but Jason Tatum treated his mom sitting in the first row to a record-breaking 51-point performance in a Mother's Day blowout. The Celtics now move on to the Eastern Finals against Miami, but this school year officially ended with graduation in Keenan Stadium, so whatever happens, happens. But thanks, my favorite Dookie. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.